Ramban, Chaf Aleph, Amad Beis, really Daf Chaf Beis, Amad Aleph. We had the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph, Amad Beis. Memra of Rav, Shloisha, Shayoshvu, Lekayim, Es Ashtar. Bekora, Ira, Alachad, Mehem. There were three Dayonim that made a yeshiva's bezin to be Mekayim, the Shtar. And then there was an Irur Alechad Mehen, that two Adam came and passed one of the Dayonim, Achalei Chosmu Me'idem Olof, till they chasmed the two Adam, so you can say Adis on the third Dayan, V'choysim, Mishe Chosmu Ein Me'idem Olof V'choysim. And the Gemara had a problem to be mevare, what the ira was. Now, yesterday we learned Shitas Rashi, and Taisvus is Chilek on Rashi. So today we'll start from the middle of Taisvus, Anupshat in the Gemara. Al kainire keperish Rabbeinu Chananu, bloi airi beidis dayonim. Me'idem Olov is not speaking about that the Dayonim are meyid on his kashrus. That's a Rashi lemshat, alabeidus achelim. Other Edim are being meyid al kashrusay. V'hochi perusha, and this is pshat in the memra of Rav. Im ad shaloi chosmu, you had three Dayonim who were in the midst of being Mekayim Ashtar, writing a Hempik, writing an Ashrisa, and as yet they did not chasma on this Ashrisa. Kora Irur al Echad Mehem. So two Edim were Ma'arer on one of these three Dayonim, Me'idim Shnayim in Ashuk Olav V'chaysa. So two Edim in Ashuk can be Meyid on the kashrus of this dayan, and he could chasme. Dahave ki'ilu. Now, even though there was an ilu, now as we'll see as the Taisus progresses, and Kozman is an ilu, it's ki'ilu his posel. But if they didn't chasme, so the havik ilu yoshvu bezn acher shichshiru. So it's considered, even though there was a zman that this dayan had a halach of apostle, but they didn't chasme yet. So it's keilu there's a new yeshivas bezn b'shas chsime. So that's not called there was a bittul in the Moishev of the Dayonim, because there's a new Moishev Dayonim after they were Machsherim. V'chaismed. That is, if no one chasmed till they were Machsherim. Misha chosmu hashnai. But, what is the aloche if the two Dayonim chasmed already? Then, before the third one had a chance to chasme, they were ma'arer al kashusay. Is bo irer, so this irer, ubitul vav hamoishev shaloisay bezdu. So the irer is mevatul the vav hamoishev. Af al pi sheachre kein heidu Acherim shu kosher. Aye, later they said Edis that he was kosher. Kivin shebitalahu Moshe bottle abo. That Moshe became bottle already. V'tzorich lachzer lahoshe bezdin al kach. So now you have to make a new yeshiva's bezdin. In the previous yeshiva's bezdin, with the chesime of the two previous Dayonim became bottled because Bishas Chsimosom, the third Dayon, was apostle, Bishaitoi. So the Gemara says, Irur Demai. Now Tosis has a very interesting pshat in the Gemara Lishi Tosai. Now, you're telling me that an Iru is Mevatel the Moshe Bezdin. That means Bishas her Iru, he gets a shame puzzle. And Memele, so if they chasmed already, and then this dying is puzzle, so Memele, that whole chsime is puzzle. So it's a chsime of only two dayone. So the Gemara asks Iru the Mai, what was the Iru and how were they marsha? Iru the Gazlonus, if two said this third dying was a Gazlin, and now later two other Adam said that he's not a Gazlin, Treye Treinino, so it's Treye Trey. And Tosfos learns by Treye Trey, Ishtalan Chazoke. It's speaking about Momen. So by Momen you go Mikir Adin Treye Trey Sveike Darabonon, as we mentioned yesterday from the Marsha. And by Momen, if you don't say Sveike Darabonon, Ishtalan Chazoke. So it comes out that he never became posel. The uki trei bahade trei buki gavra aches kosei. The kiven the igoli milse the meoilam loyoya posel. That means, even though b'shas iru, we didn't know of the two edim, but now the other two edim come and say never was a gazlan. And laloche we shtelam an chazoke, so comes that he never was apostle halochically. Arei loyhoya botul vat hamoishem shaloyse bezin, so the vat hamoish never became botul. Because bishate he was also koshif. Other Adam come and say he's not a gazlan, so we shtelam an chazoke. So comes out the error of the first cat Adam never apostled him, since we shtelam chazoke. Yiro the pgam mishpoche shamo olav shuavid ve'elu mazimim oisam, and they're mazimim. That's what Tosfos learns. The second cat is mazim them. The omrim she'ene yevidim ken hoye nifsol. So then the lekel amay muki gavra chazoke dimu evid lehoy lecheskes kashrus meyolam. So if it's speaking about that the two Adam said he was an Eved, and now other two Adam come and say that the Mazim, and Ken Gili Milsa Baalmu, the Kivin the Goli Milsa, the Koshehoye, it's Vaita Gili Milsa, Ma'ich Peslam Bahuiro, Bloy Botl Vad Hamashiv Loilo, or the Bloy Botl Vad Hamashiv. So the Gemara asked, he says, Rav said a halacha, that is an iru that passels the Moshe Bezdin if the two Dayonim chasmed already. It does not passel the Moshe Bezdin if the two Dayonim as yet did not passel. So our kocha, it would seem that we believe the second kat edim, or yishtalan chazok, yamazim them, so that was the shayla. So how do you have a case that even though you believe the second Adam and you're machsha the dying, but there's still a problem if the two dayonim chasmed already? That's the problem. So the Gemara says, no, we'll go back that the Ira was an Ira de Gazlanusa. But the Komri Hanach Sadi, Yodinim Bei Da'ova Tshuva. And the Edom say that he did tshuva. The kivin, the moide le kamoi de gazlanu. So since they are moide, that he was a gazlan, have irr the two irr. So the irr of the first one was a gazlan. Ubotel vad hamoishiv. So the Vad HaMoshev became both. The oil ve'emesu shenivsal, because he was posel, hava becheskas paslus at shenoido lonu kashrusai. Now, let us understand that this is a shekleche shvera Tosfos. Tosfos is saying as follows. let's speak about the case where it puzzles. Two Edim, the two Dayonim chasmed already. The third Eid is about the chasmed. And two Edim come and say, this Dayan is a Gazlan. 10 years ago he stole. It's a gazel. No. A gazel is bitter, so it can't be a die. 10 years ago he stole. Now, another two Edom come and say, true, 10 years ago he stole. But 5 years ago he did tshuva. He did tshuva 5 years ago. He saw he did tshuva. Now, the second cut is not makrish the first cut, so he can believe the second cut. But, Bishaitoi, he was puzzled. Till the second cut came, he was Becheskas Paslis, so that puzzles the Moshe Bezdin, because Bishaitoi he was puzzled. The Hoyle the Emesu, She Nivsal, he was Nivsal, have a Becheskas Paslis, Achenoida Lonu Kashrusa. Sees Becheskas Posel Achenoid Alonu Kashrusa. Now, let us just say over the Loshon HaRan, how the Ran asks on the Rach. And he says that Yisraelik on the Rach. Let us just see the Ran, this is Daf. Tesha Medalev. The Daf Yorif. Yeah, it's the first column. Umefarkinon, that means if you look on the side of the Ran, there's a bracket that says Olof. So on that line, is the Ran. Umefarkinon, with brackets, loilam ira de gazlanusa, chagoin de komri hani yodinim bei de oba tshuva, kloima. Vekiven de moide de gazlan have it, since they are moide, that he was a Gazlan. Loi huksha elo misho sheheidu olof. So became huksha misho sheheidu olof. Be'elech. From then and further, the bahi shaite, but at that time, kimin shechosu v'kva, but they chasmed before the second kat edim came, Hereinis batel Moishova. So the Moishova of Bezdin became batel. Ulefize, Zukteran, if you say this, Mikan Nilmeid, the Gazlan Loimis Kasha, Elamisho, Sheheidu, Olo Bebezdin, Sheoso Juve, Shtetachamuim de Kezach. That he only becomes kosher when Edis come and said he did Juve 5 years ago. And all stories that he has met till then is posel. Because he was posel. Kol's man. He didn't have a birur of Edim. He was posel. So the star is posel. The vade ain't a duson machshiroson. Not the edis is machshirim. Elish megala alech sheiroi. The edis is megala that he was a kosher. It's not a machshir. It's a gilui. Bekivin sheidu olav sheoso tshuve koidim shechos. But they're saying he did tshuve 5 years ago. Igolim milse, sheroi hoyelet starev baise isho, so he was roi then to be mitzarev. Kidem reinem bira de bekamish boche, just like Tosis had understood. It was an error, and you still, and chazoke paskin dois, that he was kosher. Or, that they said hazome, so al koponim, so he was kosher then. And I also found that he's kosher from 5 years ago, he didn't know it. Lefikach Nirin Yoyse Divrei Rashi Zal. So therefore, he doesn't like the Rach's Pshat, and he says, Mu'uyim Dike Pshat. And Al Kaponim, Roiv Rishonim assume that that's Taki Pshat. That a person who was a Gazlan is possible halachically le'edis till Edim come and say he did tshuva, even though they said he did tshuva 5 years ago. But Al Koponim, he has a shame possible till, so that's why it's Botel Vad HaMoshek. That's Ha'oren number one on Taisvis. There's another Givaldike Ha'ore that the Tumim asks on Taisvitz. What is if they didn't chasme? If they didn't chasme, so then it's Sholom Al Yisrael. So there was no Yeshivas Bezdin yet. So now we'll make the Yeshivas Bezdin. And that's what Taisvitz said before. Taisvitz said, if they didn't chasme, Tavikilu Yoshu Bezn Achashir Shiru. So we'll make a new yeshiva. They didn't chas me yet. We'll make a new yeshiva's bezn. Frekte tumim amoyradike kash. Frekte tumim fine. But we have to understand one thing. When Dayonim write an ashras, or they write a henpik, so there's two parts to this ashras. Chelik Aleph, the Mekabel Edis, on the and the chsimis, that it's a mezuyah. That's the first chelik of their functioning. And after they were mekabel edis, that this is ksav yodon shaleidim, now they chasmer tos. Like the tumim amoyred kekasha. When edim come, when does he become kosher like toisvis? He becomes kosher like toisvis when the edim come and say he did tshuva. The tshuva 5 years ago, but that's garnished. He was posel till then. He becomes kosher when the Edom come and said that he did tshuva. When I have a kolbos Edom and Bezdin, he did tshuva. So now he becomes kosher. So when Bezdin, when Edom were made bifnei Bezdin, that this is ksav yodon shel Edom, I got news for you. That third dying was a gazlan. The third dying was then a gazlan. He became kosher later. So b'shas chsimi, you have three kosher dayonim. But b'shas kabbalah say this, you only have two kosher dayonim. He was a gazlan then. So how does it work? It says, achaloi chosmu. It's good. How can it be good? So the tumim wants to be mitzadid, that it's only speaking about that they were makir the chsima of the Edom. So they could be makir afterwards also. There wasn't any kabbalas edis on the chsima. Speaking about the henpik was written because all three dayonim were makir the chsima. So memele, so now weiter were makir the chsima. So you don't need a psanu, but if you need a new kabbalas edis, if you need a new Kabbalah, say if the only way they were aware that this is Ksav Yodin is because it was a Kabbalah Seidus, I got news for you, there was a Kabbalah Seidus Shalei Bebezl, because Bishas Kabbalah Seidus, he had it in Gazla. That's a Ha'orin from the Tumim. Now let's learn further. Omar Rab Zeire,
I heard something from Rab Abba.
Ve'im lav Rab Abba de min aku, and if it wouldn't be from Rab Abba de min aku, shechacht, I would have forgot it. And he reminded me. What does Rashi say? Ve'lav Rab Abba de min aku, shehizkiro li la'acher zman, shechachto shechachtio. Now, I would like to say something for 2 minutes, if it's emes veisach nisht, but loire bossi. We have here a memre that Rab Zeire is telling us he heard something from Rab Abba. Fine. You have to say, oi medova b'shem omro. You heard something from Rab Abba, so you have to say b'shem Rab Abba. Now, Toich HaDvorim, he says, no, but when Rab Abba told me, I forgot it.
And Rab Abba, min aku, reminded me. Then I reminded. Now, why is this necessary? Mustafa, he told me a ganze Boba Maisa, though, that he heard from the Rab Abba here, that's the Din B'Shem Omro, but now told me he forgot it. Rab Abba min aku reminded him. So, Dachsam Eshteto Drei Chidushim. Chidush number one, that if he forgot it, so the mele, so this halacha, he doesn't, he can't say, Omar Rab Zeire Mishum Rab Abba. What Rab Abba told you, you forgot. So the mele, this halacha you know now, because Rab Abba min Akko reminded you. So this yediyah is from Rab Abba min Akko also. So it's halacha b'shem omro. You have to mention there were two Rab Abbas. That's lochayre. That's what he had to say. Also, Allah of b'shem omro, he has to mention that yediyah became the first yediyah became this, and he was reminded from Rab Abba min Akko. Chiddush number two, lochayre in keinem anachnu is the seichet achiddush. We had before and Allah of mipiksovom that an aid is not permitted to be made mipiksovom. But if a ksav reminds him, after he sees the ksav, he remembers the Yedis, that's cool. The ksav was only a ma'irer, but it's called his own yediyah. That's in mipik sovam. Obon daloche b'shem omro, you have to demand the ma'irer also. That means there's no psul of mipik sovam if I remind myself of a ksav. Obon in the halacha b'shem omro, you have to mention if Lamaisa became nishkach and Rab Abba min Akko was moira you. So as the halacha imadava b'shem omro, you have to mention the one who reminded you also. And chiddush number three, fine. Im keinem anachnu, you have to mention the one you heard it from, the one who's moira you. So he could have said, Omar Rab Zeire Mishum Rab Abba, and let the Rab Abba be Kailu, both Rab Abbas. The one, he heard it from Rab Abba, and Rab Abba was Meurer. So I know this Mishum Rab Abba, and that's also not good. There were two Rab Abbas, you have to be Mefaret. You heard it from this Rab Abba, and the other Rab Abba was Meurer you. Could be. Now let's go further. Gimel sheyoshvu lekayim es hashtar. Fi dayonim umekayim hashtar umeis echad mehem. Now one of them died. So betzim there was a kiyum of three, but b'shas chsima we only have two chsimas. Tzrichen lemichtev, so you have to write in the hempeg b'moisev tlosa havine. So there was a kiyum taka from three. V'chad le'soy, but one isn't here now. That's why there's only two simas. Tregnish kankashis that how the two simas, there were three, the two simas. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak v'kosev v'ishtor denan nofek l'kadmone beidine. He didn't write b'moisev t'los avine. You say the shtar came to us, the bezden. You don't have to write tastes the chadle soy because we see that there was a bezin. You said the shtar came the bezin, and now we see two chsumim. So we'll figure out that the sum of the third dayan is not around the chasme, but I'll call upon him. So that'll be enough. Frek the gemore and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak bedulme bezin chotzefu. So we'll see that the Gemara's kasha is maybe there was taket only two dayonim. If you're not going to write this nusach, the moist of tlosa ravini, you can write that we were a bezdin. So this is very misleading. So it could be that these Dayonim held like Shmuel. Shmuel holds Meiker Adin, two Dayonim are also Mabezin. La Locha, we don't paskin like that. We'll see, La Locha, we hold we need three. So how could such a shtar be good? You see such a kadmona from Bezdin and the two chsimis. So the shtar, the handpick reads that there was a Bezdin of two, and that's apostle of Bezdin. We don't paskin like Shmuel. So the Gemara says the ksiv beidine the Ravna Ashi. This was the Bezin of Rav Ashi. No, Rav Ashi, Mustome, held that, you need three Dayonim. So then we'll figure it out. So I'll call those three Dayonim, and then, some of one die. Frickte Gemor, Vaduma Rabon, and the way Rav Ashi, Kiddish Shmuel Svirlo. That's the right. Maybe the Talmidim of Rav Ashi hold like Shmuel, but again, Allah, we don't hold like that. And for the Gemara, the Chsiv Bei Va'omar Lonu Rav Na'ashi. Rav Ashi told us to make this hempik. Is Memele, so Mestame Rav Ashi told three of us. So Mestame, the Bezdin was a Bezdin of three. Zomaz and Rashi, Tzrichen Lemichtev, Dekim Ashtar Beshloish, Varoyim Shnaim Chsumim Boi, Yoimer Shabishnaim Kimuhu, because Beshtordina Nofa Kadmona Beidina, so let's off, Lemikre Beidina, Botsumit Losa. So the Gemara says, who says, Shmuel holds you could have a bezin of two? Beidina de Rav Na'ashi, Ucha de Mulsa Noket, Shua Yerosh Yeshiva be Mosa Machasi be Merav Nachma Bayitzot. He then was the Rosh Yeshiva, the Hu Mora de Shmaiter, and Nachma Bayitzot, was the Mora de Shmaite, the Vadai Beidine, the Ravashi lay of them betrayed. So Memele, we could figure out from this that Beidine was three. For Omalono Ravashi Lizdakuke lay. So Mo says, no, could be the Talmidim, the Rabbonin, the way Ravashi old like Shmu. So the Gemara says, "Vamalon Rav Na'ashi lizdakuki lelekiyumi dekiyum the Rav Ashi gufe is kikon iuvade litlosoman." The Rav Ashi told us some of the osus three. Yes, mefolshim vamalon Rav Na'ashi tloshoninu with three together with Rav Ashi. By nearly the Rav Ashi had min hain my vamalon the kosvi bay. So it's not he told us. So Vaistachoist, that he's not part of the Bezin. So that's, you have to say, that Mustamad, that's a Raya that with me. Zuk Taisus, Bamaisav Tlosa, Kehod Avina Vachadli Soy, Perisach, Lichtoi Vachadli Soy, Kim in the Kosa Bed, Yamaisav Tlosa Avina, and Choisman Boy Kim Shnaim. So Lachatrilla, you should explain how this phenomena came about that the boys of Klos and Yoni Hasmin to Avavadim like Kosha, the Chadli say Kosha. It's not Ma'akim, so the Chadchila, Taidim, the Kama Vikosha Bei Bei Dinah, so let's off, so my like Kosha, the Chadli say, with the Poich Vidilma Bezin Chotzev, have it. Vidilma Rabbonon, the Vei Ravashi, Kishmuz, Vidilma Peish, Kamoisha, Seva, Shmuz, Ba'alme, that what? The two Dayonim have a Teres Bezin, can Svira Lohu be Kiyim Shtoris. So could be they don't hold like Shmuel all over by Kiyim Shtoris from Mekel. Avo Shmuel Motzi Sovi Shabda Kiyim Shtoris Boi Gimel. Shmuel himself, who holds all over a Bezin of two is sufficient, here he can hold, you need three. Rav Nachman Sovi Loki Shmuel Be Kamada Sanhedrin, that a Bezin of two is a Bezin. The Shnaim Shadonu the name din, Rav Nachman Gufasov, the Kim Shtoros, Bishloish Berkraska Sabatim, Kalv Gimme Arotzes Lachazokim. So the Rashbam explains, because it shouldn't look like an 8 Mipi 8. That means that we have to have a Tzura of Bezdin. If you'll only have two Chasmening, so it looks like Eidim are being made, that these Eidim said it doesn't look like a Kiyim of Bezdin. So therefore, Shmuel Grad holds that by Kiyim you need three Dayon. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ishe Shomra, Ishe Sisha, Yisi, Ugrusha, Ni, Nemenes. She was an Eishes Ish, but she's Nisgarish. Shapesha also, who hapesha hita. Vim yesh eidim shehoisa Eishes Ish.
If there's eidim that she was once an Eishes Ish. V'yemeres grushani,
so it's no more pesha osa.
We know from the eidim that she's an Eishes Ish. Ein in a menes.
Then she's not nemo.
Now she's saying in the Dover Shebeelve.
Omron ish beisi etohirani.
Nemen shepesh shosu apesh shehita.
Vim yesh eidim shenish beis v'yemeres tohirani.
Ein in a menes. Vim yesh eis nish.
Vim yesh eis seis bo eidim hareizu loy seitza.
Rasi Rashi nish beisi lebein oivdei kechom.
Tahirani, shaloi nivalti loivet kechom, nemenes, umuteres lekoin.
Vimishin dinises boedem bigmorem aforish ahai koi.
Oma ravasi, minayin la pesha osa hu ha pesha hit.
How do we know there's such a lomdis that the pesha osa hu ha pesha hit, the pe that also could be matter?
Minatoire.
Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Esbiti nosati leisha ze leisha.
Leish also,
when the father said that he married off his daughter leish, so automatically she's also on everyone. She's an Eishes Ish. I don't know who the husband is, so she's also on everyone.
Hazeh,
but then when she says Hazeh, he tiros, now she was mata, his daughter, to him. So that's a pesha also. He was the one that said he married her. And he's the one who is saying who he married her to.
So a pesha also, a pesha hita.
Frekte gemore loma likros vorehi.
We need a posik for this.
Who was Rabu? Who shori lo?
Don't need a posik to tell me this.
Tachs me des apsar Abchayim. Abchayim asks, what's the Gemara's kash lomali kros vori? Who says he can paskin huches atoy api svore?
The posik is telling us that there's such a din.
Mi svore? A lot of things are svore. Who says he can paskin api svore? Yes, lomali kros vori.
So Rab Chaim says that the Gemara knew you can pass on up his svore because one of the Yud Gimel Midish atayli drosh bem is a Kal Vachomer.
Kal Vachomer is svore.
So you see that the Torah said that you can pass on a loches up his svore.
So my mele, so if I have a gilui that you can pass on a loches up his svore, so my mele, so lav dafke the svore of Kal Vachomer, any svore.
So, Mamela, you don't need a posik to tell me that he is Nemon.
It's a svore.
Elok itzdrachro lechdravuna amarat.
So the Gemara says, you're right. You don't need a posik for this. This is taka svore. Pesha asar is a svore.
But the posik we need for Avuna Marav, no Avuna Marav,
minayin lo'ov shenemon leser es bita minatoy.
How do we know the father has an amonis to asaho, to say that she's an Eishes Ish?
Shenemar es biti nosati li'ishazeh.
Elit leish.
There we see that he has an amonis.
Hazeh lo moli. Now why do you need the hazeh?
The Tony Rabbeinu. The Tony Rabbeinu is beating us at Elish Hazeh. Hazeh v'loy liyov.
Now let us see Rashi in Tosfos. Look Rashi.
Nosati leish osro l'chol ha'olam. V'loy yedina l'man.
I don't know who he married her off to.
V'chi omar hazeh hitir aloy.
So the Gemara says on that you don't need a posik.
So the Gemara says Shenemon lesser as bitik shiktanei naro shebiyodei lekach. Kinemrinin beperik naro shenispatz. Minaim shema mekidashti leploini shul Nemon laosro alakel. as biti nosati alma b'didei toli nisine, he's bekoyach to marry her off, ahem nekro the meimahoch. In the Torah was mamen him to say that he did marry her off. Hazel lo moli, given the love la pesha also mi boile, because that's a svore. Zvoloi le yavo, im hoitzi shemra al nesui ochiv, that means if the Yavam will be Maitzi Shemra, I'll say she was an Orus by the brother, and now will be Maitzi Shemra, and I'll say that what, that she was a Bu'ula, Shaina Yavam Nidika Maitzi Shemra Leonish Bemeya Kesev Ochimuchach Lekamo Beperik Nah. Let us see Taisus. Minayin la pesha also a pesha hiter minate. Shenema es biti nosati liish. Mashme de ein ha'ov nemon lahater es bitoi kshe osro elo machmas migu. Sagavuche we see from this Taisus. There are two mahalchim to learn pshat in pesha osa. Pesha osa means migu. Or pesha osa means alumdis, that you have to listen to him and accept his whole agoda. If, just like you heard Issa from him, you can't hear Issa and then shut your ears and then say you have no lemonis and heta, you have to be mekabel the whole agoda. That's a lomdus of Pesha Osa. But Taisus did not seem to learn like that. Taisus learned Pesha Osa is Migu. So he has a Migu. As he said, it's beating, he's matter, by saying Hazeh, he's being matter his daughter to this person. We have to believe him with a Migu. What's the Migu? If he had wanted to, he didn't have to say at all that he married her. So she's it would be mutter. So migu di boy shosik. Why did they have to say migu di boy shosik? We'll see in a minute. Or he has a migu. He has a migu that what? That he didn't have to ask her. If he's a lie, he didn't have to ask her. So memela. So therefore we believe him that she's mutter. V'teimet. So it comes out that the whole nemonis who he married her to is b'teiras migu. So it comes out in bo echad v'oma kidashti es biti. So it come out if a person says kidashti es biti. V'la'achar sho, he comes in and comes over, he wants to collect mazel tovs, and he says kidashti es biti, married off my daughter. Mazel tov. V'la'achar sho, people get a little personal. Who's the chosen? Good, she's married. Oh, liploini kidash. I married liploini. Lo ye nemo. Say won't be nemo. Given the hashta lek amigo. It's amigo la mafreya. And taisvis and amigo la mafreya is not nemo. So lechere, the svara I saw why amigo la mafreya is not nemo. Is one reason is like this, the Biru of Migu works, and I listen, if I'm a liar, so why did I have to say such a batal on the Shazach? I could have said a good lie. So the Tumim says, I'll tell you. Now you're a liar. Before you weren't a liar. Now you became a liar. Before the Nishamet. So that means like this, when you said as biti nosati, then you are now unplug. Why did you say it? Because then you were unplug. You said the truth. So when you said as biti nosati, you were now unplug a yitz. You said, an unplug a yitz says the truth. Then you were elach. But now that you say azeh, who says that now you're elach? Maybe you married her off to someone else. I don't believe you. You don't have a migu. So lechayre, if he says it toich kedai dibur, so toich kedai dibur, he says like this. Listen, if I'm a liar, so I could have said it's biti nasati. No. I'm just making a joke. I didn't. Could have been chayze toich kedai dibur.
and he wasn't choizer, and he said azeh. So you see, I'm an ontlach mensch. That's the mile of teichidei dibo. Teichidei dibo lechoyre. If he'd be a liar, he would have an eitzah to be misaken. If I want to lie now, I could be misaken. I could be choizer from the dibo harishim. So that's migu. So come out that, I mean, Agamore says that you need migu to be mevara who the chosan is. And migu only works teichidei dibo. So come out, amuyim de kechidish, that if it'll be megala who the chosan is, lacha kedei dibo, he won't be nemo. That's a pella. But I marry the be. Inyan zeh shayne seise dvor of harishoinim loy boel lefores dvor of harishoinim mehem on afal gav dalekim. You don't need a migu for this. That means he's explaining what he said till now. You don't need a migu. Migu is, we have to be, he has to prove that he's telling the truth. You don't have to prove it. He's explaining what he said. This is an explanation. What he said, I said, is biti nasati. I'll tell you soon who the chosan is. You'll digest one yidi at a time. So I'm explaining what I said. I don't have to prove it. This is like either one big dibur or an explanation does not need a chochis that I'm telling the truth. I'm explaining what I said before. The Agamor says you do need migu. B'hoche dorish mezbiti apesh osa peshita kegoin tekoye ish shekidish loy kamei. That means the chosin is standing in front of him. The komar esbiti nosati leish, and he said, I married off my daughter to a man. V'shosik, and he kept quiet. The mash mevadai sheine makir shezeh chasone. It seems he's not his aidim. Midalay omas biti nasati lezeh. He's standing in front of you and he says, no, rabbi, I married off my daughter. And he doesn't say lezeh. Oy leisha zeh. Biyachat. Blay hefsik merube. So memele hilkach is mashme. So Taisa said before, Masha Vadi Shene Makir Shezeh Hasoni. So from the first Haggadah, there's a Mashmois, that means if you would ask us, he said, as Biti Nasati married off my daughter, and he's telling everyone, and he doesn't, and the Chosin is standing in front of him, and he ignores the Chosin completely. So it would seem that he's not the Chosin. That's the Mashmois. The Mashmois is, you know, if this is the Chosin, you don't talk like that. So Memele, now he's gonna say, you know, this is the chosin. It's not mashma like that. From what you said before was mashma, he's not the chosin. So that's why we need a din migu. We did a din migu to prove that you're telling the truth. That means even though it looks very fluky what I'm saying, but I have a migu. Dachser my son da yella sahovim, he asks Akasha, why didn't you didn't migo? If it's speaking about teich kedei dibo, so it could be chayse from what he said. That means even though if I said before, that means I said before I married her not to him. So I'm teich kedei dibo, I'll be chayse, I married her to him. Why need a bir of migo if it's speaking about teich kedei dibo? Al-Koponim, Taisva says, you need a bir of Migo, and he's never an out-Migo. But Oidai Mari, Tikala Meima Filibachi Agavna Mehemon Beloi Migo. It could be this whole scenario, you're never without a Migo. He didn't say anything, Mashma. But Kro Yeseira Kodor, Shimene Inyan Khan, Befilachas Manem, and the Svorishi, and never Lafar Shlomi Nosno, So So he says, the Pasuk is speaking about a main union. So like, in other words, he's saying that his God is beating the Sati, and then he says, I married her off, but she got a get. That's really the Pasuk is coming to tell us. How you never to say she got a get, al tzmigu. We see from Taisvis Klo that in Hilchis Migul, in order it should not be a Migul Amafreya, the time has to be said Toich Kedei Dibo. That's what Taisvis, or else it's a Migul Amafreya. So Rabbi Kevege asks, so the whole thing is very unclear. So what was the whole mashmois? The whole mashmois was not this person, because he didn't mention his name. In Toich Kedei Dibo, he's saying his name. So he's saying Toich Kedei Dibo, so where do you have a mashmois to begin with? A person has to rattle off, Menachere, that Sakab Shatan Tais was this person had a very quick tongue, and the whole thing was talking very quickly, 200 words a minute. And all of a sudden, he said, as biti nosati, silence. And then, he says, lishazet. So, al kaponim, I mean, Rabbi Kiveg is moire, it's moire dik modne. Al kaponim, this hefsik muet, I mean, it's, he said it, so why are you making the whole asik out of it? This hefsik muet is sufficient that we should build from this hefsek muet that he doesn't mean him, because you waited. Avafal pikein, it's teich de dibur, and it tells me good helps. Minayin lo'ov shenem aleser. Teimo matzorich kro teipik lo'i dinemon hoylo biyode lekatsha. Why do you need a posik? It's biyodoi. So yes and amon, it's a biyodoi. Kidoma biyesh noichlem. Baal sha'oma girashti es ishti nemon oyle biyode legalsha. I mean, it's a davar shebe'erve to say that he gave his wife again. But al kaponim, since it's biyode legalsha, as an amonis to say it was megarisha. So memele, so what? So I need a posik to tell me that the father is nemon to say kibashti es biti. Hashteitzach, if he's, it's biyode legalsha. Bishloim the hoche ain biyodai kolkach. This is not called biyodai. The shama la yimtza adam shikat shena. Who says they'll find someone that's going to marry her? Lohoche yitzarech kro. So dachsach mir taisvus means to say. And it's not biyodai. That means als hilchis migu of biyodai. Since it's biyodai, so we have to believe in what he says. It's not called biyodai. The Torah gave him an amonis. So the Torah gave him an amonis, even though it's not biyodai. But let's go a little further. We'll come back to this. Umiyu imoma albitei boigris kedashtiyo kshohisa nara ektane niredeine nemo. If he'll say, when she's a boigris, I married her off when she was a nara, he's not nemo. The hashta ain't biyode klal, because now when he's saying it, it's not biyode. Let's go a little further. Dafa gav de lekampek narish and ispatsa por ve'ima hani miliktano. That could be only a ktano a father could marry. Avol naro ii tigdish nafsho, but the father cannot marry her. The father can only marry off a ktana, not a nara. Ulefize. Now, if we will assume that a father can only marry off a ktana, not a nara, hoyitzoch loimer. So now this posik is biti nosati lishaze. Speaking about a nara. He's talking about moitzi shemra. He wants to kill her. So now she's a nara. And he said, as beating the sati lishazeh, so how do you fataych? It means as beating the sati, not now, when she was a ktane. So we see he's nemon to say that he married her off when she was a ktane, even though he's saying it in azman, when it's not biyodei lekatsha. Lefizah yitzach lemdenem alesa afilo b'shosh ain biyodei lekatsha. the club and Naroxi. O boy, le meine dem biodi le katsch, abes biti nesati she sektano. So you see that he's nemon to say married her off and it's not biodi. Zeres hakosavu, de nemon afa bishem biodi, afa yamaskona loy naimake. So Tosfos is saying, if you say that he's nemon binarusoi, he can only be mekadosh or bekatnusoi, so you see he's nemon afilu when it's not biyodei lekatcha. So it's muchach, could marry your fanare. And the Pasuk is speaking about when she is anare, so I say the nemonis that the Torah gave him was only when he has a bailus to marry her off. Now, how do we understand this kugel? This is a kugel. That means, the dachsamer pshat in Tosfos is, the nemonis is not because it's biyodoi. Because the hilchis biyodoi, that's the koyach lavar, if it's take biyodoi, he can't marry her off. Person is a daughter, a mokeshchin, a dos, it's biyodoi. Biyodei taken to marry off, but his chances to be able to marry off are very slim. But that's, I think, Tosfos means as follows. About the Pasuk that tells us that a father has an emunis to be mevare to us the status of his daughter, if she's married or not married, this namonis was only given to him when he is bekoich to marry her off. That means the Torah gave namonis to the person who's bekoich to marry her off. The Torah also gave him namonis to be mavar if she's married. It's a zman. It's a zman of the namonis. Not a reason. Not the biyode is a reason. Because it's not a reason. It's not... I don't think it's not, it's a halfway reason. It's lamaisa, it's not a reason. But this man that the Torah gave him bekoyach to control her marriage, to marry her off or to be successful, and that's man the Torah gave him an amonis to be mevaro her status. The Torah gave him koiches in that man. A koyach likacho, and a koyach levare. I mean, it's a medica chidish, his name on levare. The cyclone al yode one man the yama says. So this nemonis was given when the Torah gave him that koyachos. I think that is pshat and Tosfos. Let us see further. Tana rabot. Ha'isha sha'omro eishes ishani v'chozr v'omro pnuyani. First she said she was an eishes ish. Then she says that she's a pnuye. She's chayza. Nemenes. And Lachair, this is speaking about V'chozr v'omra means Ache k'dei dibo, she's nemo. Frek de gemore v'shav yulenavshe ch'ticha de yisur. She is an emonis of shav yulenavshe. So how can she be choizer from that agode? Omarove baravune k'goin shenosna amaslo l'dvore. She's explaining why she had said before that she was an Eishesish. She's really explaining she always was a Pnuya, and she says a reason why she said she was an Eishesish. So she gives us a good explanation why she said it, so there's no Shavya Navshe. She it never was a Hagod the Lesser. It was a Hagod Litchais, we'll see, not less. Tanya Namehochi. Omre Shishani Bechozwam of Nuyani. Slachi Kadei Dibain in a menace. Vim nosna a masle dvoreo. But if she gave an a masle, in a menace. Umaisa Nami. Beisha achas gdoilo, shahoiso gdoilo benoi. She was a gdoilo, she was a gdoilo benoi. Vikovsele bnei odom lekach. Vomrulem bukadeshesani. And she told them all, she's an Eishesi, sorry. The yomim omdo vikichas atzmo. Omrulo chachomim marois lasis kein. What happened? Omrulem betchilish bolayanoshim sheinam ugonim amartim bukadeshesani.
I wanted to get rid of them, so I said, Mekadeshani. Achshiv shebolei anoshim u'goni mamati v'kidashti esas. V'zu haloch el ravaches ha-rabi levnei chachomim b'ushe. V'omrim nos namaslo dvoreo nemenes, she's gave namaslo, she's nemo. Boi minei Shmuel Meirav. Shmuel est Rava Shaila. What is the din Omro Tmeyani? If she said she was anide. V'chozra v'omro Toirani. Mal, what is the din? Omar lei. So Rav told him, af bozu, here also, im nosno amaslo l'dvoreo, nemenes. Oh, here also Namaslo will help. Tone minei aboim zimni. He has it this over 40 times. The lohochi loy ovet Shmuel uvde benapshe. Shmuel did not want to rely on this psak. We'll see in Tosfos, there was a uvde by him that his wife told him that she was a nide. And then the next day she told him that she wasn't a nide. He asked, how did this happen? And she explained to him why she told him the night before she was a nide. And she gave him a maslo, but Shmuel did not want to rely on this psak of Rav. Before we see Rashi and Tosfos, I'd like to mention the Ran and the Tosfos HaRosh. We have here a sugya. We had here an isha that said, Eishes ish ani, and then she says, I was a pnuya. So we had, so Ishishani Shavya Nafshe, then she says, Fakel. So if she gives an Amasal, Idvoreo, she's Nemo. An Amasal helps to counteract Shavya Nafshe. So Tana Shavya Nafshe. Now the Gemara closes, what if she said she was a Nide? What's it in there? Nu Shaila. So the Gemara answers, Afpozo, here also is the same din. What's the new shailovia? Zashav yunavsh, zashav yunavsh. Same thing. So the Rishonim say a teretz as follows. The Tos HaRosh and the Ran says, it could be that they were seimech on an amasla, was pshadis, because if you won't be seimech on an amasla, she's also loilo. So you can't be frum, I mean, you can't be machma over here. You won't rely on the amasla, so finish. She's an aguna loilo. She says, hey, she sees shani. So Memele, so there they were Samechan and Amasla. Here she says she was Anide. Fine. So you can tell yourself. We have to rely on the Amasla. It's a Teretz, but it'll be glad kosher without the Teretz. You go to the mikveh. No, that even though Lemaise we could avoid being Samechan the Amasla, Afal Pike, one is permitted to rely on the Amasla. That's how the Rishonim say Pshat. The Zamoridike Shmaitze Vov Perikres, the Shmaitze says as follows. A beautiful Pshat. The Shmaitze says, he brings a Shaila from the Chachmi Pobinziyim. There was a Maise that a father said, Kidashti is biti. Now, a father said Kidashti is biti. He's nemol minatayre. We mentioned before the Gemara says there's loman de yoma in kedushin you'll kill her. She's an eishesish niskelas al yadu. Then later he gave an amasla. Daka never married her. He gave an amasla. So the Chachmi Pabinsia said amir dikazach. That what the Argamore says, that a masla helps, that is dafke by Shavya Nafshe. Shavya Nafshe is not a real nemonis. Shavya Nafshe. Whatever the nemonis of Shavya Nafshe. But if a father says, Kidashti is biti, is an nemonis kishnei edim, and you kill her. So here is the din kivin shikid and the chayzer amagid. If you have an emissa hagode that's nemon kishnei edim, it is the din of Kivin Shehigit. Fine. That's what they said. So he says that that's Lochire, so the Gemara wanted it, so that's Pshat and Rav Shaila. Rav told the Shaila,
When an Isha says, Tmei Ani, this is not Shavya Nafshe, this is Eidus, and Eidecha, Nemen Bisurin. And Eidecha, she is an Amonis of Eidus. So, does an Amasla help over here also? Here she said, this is not an Amonis of Shavya Nafshe. This is an Amonis of Eidecha. And he says, but it could be, since the Nemonis is afilu chutz lebezn, Eidecha doesn't have to say in bezn, there's no din of kibun shigit. But that was the shayla of the Gemara. The shayla of the Gemara was, Eishasishani and Tmeyani is two different sugyas. Eishasishani is Shavya Nafshe. So he said a sugya that a maslov from Shavya Nafshe. Tmeyani is Eidechot. And afilu by Eidechot, pastoichot an amasla. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. And then is mefalpul, the Shmaitzi wants to say, could be, it's not Eidechot, it's totally, if Eidechot is nemek neged ischazik. Because here it's ischazik et teire. So if she's, even though besof chalot, the teire says she's nemon to say fakel, Taisus says it's not called Keneged Chazok Taisus in the beginning of Gittin. But to say Tmei Ani, that's Keneged Cheskes Heter. So could be she's not Nemon al Seidechot, could be she's Vaita Nemon al Shavya Navshe. So Mamela then will have to say, like the other Rishonim, that the Chiddush was that Yusemech and Amasla, even though there is an Eitzah to wait 7 days. Let us see Rashi. Amasla, Marshal, Vatamla, Ma'omra, Tchil, Mekadesh, Zani. Im nos Amasla, Dvoran, Emenes, Oil, Venos, Amasla, Emenes, Omra, Tmeni, Omra, Labailo, Nidani, Toirani, Loyoisi, Nida, Leovich, Mulov, Dvenavshe, Pamachas, Omra, Laishta, Kain, Venos, Amasla, Dvorel, Pirish, Emena, Chetobla, he said, you need to finish. Now you have to go after the mikveh, you'll be toil. Chazra va'avzuk taisus. Chazra matayra nimal perish moyla masla eloi. Avalein lefoshim tzricha masla eloi. Midekoma av bazu im nosta. So basically the shayla was, doesn't a masla help? Afalochi lovet shmul uvda benafshe. Rabbi Nechanan lehevi Yerushalmi. Shmul boil is da kukke leitzei. Omro lei tmei ani. Lamoch omro toira ani. Oma lo esmel tmeya yoyma dein tahira. How does these things work? Omrle esmele havas bi chelo. Ki yehi shaito. Now I have koyach. Last night I wasn't up to it. Ose shoyle rav. Oma lo im nos namaslu dvoreo nemenes.